Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, we have many changes this evening.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 28, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been reviewed. If you so choose to approve, they should be approved as circulated.
And Mr. Chairman, so moved, approval of the minutes, January 28, 2016, as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 28, 2016 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone, number 1790, Carillon Square Apartments LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, regarding this change of zone, number 1790, Carillon Square Apartments LLC, I move that we recommend approval for that change of zone, number 1790. Approval recommended for a change in zone from C1 general commercial zoning to AR1 agricultural residential zoning. This recommendation is based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, this application was heard in conjunction with change of zone number 1791 for an assemblage of properties consisting of 27.02 acres located on the north side of Route 24 and just west of the Route 24 and Route 5 intersection. Currently, approximately 14 acres of the property is zoned C1 or CR1, and approximately 13 acres is zoned AR1. Two, the two applications together seek to rezone 17.2 acres to HR1, leaving the balance as AR1, so that an age-restricted development can occur on the property. Three, this application will be a downzoning from C1 with more intensive uses, downzoned to AR1, which permits less intensive and lower intensity uses. Four, both this rezoning and change of zone 1791 will establish zoning lines that are uniform and that clearly follow development and property line boundaries. Five, by rezoning the property that is the subject of this application to AR1, the developer has stated that it will ensure that this area will remain as open space and not be developed. Six, the rezoning to AR1 will not have an adverse impact on neighboring roadways or communities. In fact, the downzoning to AR1 for use as open space will have a positive impact on neighboring properties and the area in general. Seven, the downzoning to AR1 is consistent with surrounding zoning, which includes a variety of different zoning classifications, including C1 and CR1 and existing AR1 zones. Eight, there were no parties that appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. Nine, for these reasons, it is my motion that it is appropriate to rezone the subject property from C1 general commercial to AR1. Agricultural residential zone.
Second.
The movement seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1790. Carolyn.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Sir?
Question.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make two points. One, since I was not here at the public hearing, even though I did listen to the tape, I'm not going to participate in the vote tonight. Okay. And second, that the AR zoning that was proffered to be remain non-developed if this property was developed as presented by the applicant.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1790, Carillon Square Apartments LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voted.
Carried. Mr. Lank, I'll let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross not voting. Our next item is change of zone number 1791, Carillon Square Apartments LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And similarly, I have a motion prepared, and I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1791 for Carillon Square Apartments LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential and C1 general commercial zoning to HR1 high density residential zoning. This recommendation is based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, this application was heard in conjunction with change of zone number 1790 for an assemblage of properties consisting of 27.02 acres located on the north side of Route 24 and just west of the Route 24 and Route 5 intersection. Currently, approximately 14 acres of the property is zoned C1 or CR1, and approximately 13 acres is zoned AR1. Two, the two applications together seek to rezone 17.2 acres to HR1, leaving the balance as AR1 so that an age-restricted development can occur on the property. Three, both this rezoning and change of zone application number 1790 will establish zoning lines that are uniform and that clearly follow development and property line boundaries. Four, this site is part of an assemblage of properties that were previously zoned commercial as part of a larger development. Part of that development on property adjacent to this application site included development currently as a Rite Aid drugstore and a Wawa convenience market. Five, under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the property adjoins a highway commercial area and substantial commercial development has occurred on the Route 5 and Route 24 corridor over the past decade. Six, HR1 zoning is consistent with the surrounding zonings and uses. There is existing C1 zoning which permits residential development at a maximum density of 12 units an acre, which is the same as HR1. Other uses and densities include CR1 and GR zoning, the Wawa and Rite Aid, a manufactured home community, and a shopping center. Seven, the rezoning will not materially increase the permissible density that existed prior to this application and change of zone number 1790 application. Eight, the rezoning to HR1 will not have an adverse impact on neighboring roadways or communities. Nine, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And lastly, number 10, for all these reasons, it is my motion that it is appropriate to rezone the subject property to HR1 zoning.
Mr. Chairman, again, I did review these tapes, listen to the tapes, but I'll be abstaining because I was absent from the public hearing. And also to reiterate from the original on the previous motion that the AR property was proffered by the applicant to be undeveloped.
Okay. Was there a second?
Second.
There we go. Thank you. Moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1791, Carillon Square Apartments, LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. Mr. Lang, can you let the record show that the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross not voting. The next item is conditional use number 2041, Scott Randall Witzke.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I was asleep over here.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to read a motion, see if I get a second. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2041 for Scott Randall Witzke for conditional use to allow auto retail sales based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is primarily for automobile auctions via the internet. Although there may be some vehicles displayed on the site, most of the sales will be off-site via the internet. Two, the 10-acre parcel that is subject of this application is part of a larger 43-acre farm, and there are no immediate neighbors to the proposed area for vehicle display. And the applicant will only occasionally display vehicles for sale on the site. Three, the project with the condition and stipulation placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Four, but for the occasional display of vehicles for sale, the use would not be evident to anyone on the roadway or adjacent properties, since the actual sales types typically occur via the internet, is nearly a home occupation. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than five vehicles shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time, and as stated by the applicant, the vehicles shall be displayed only during daylight hours. B, the vehicles shall be displayed no closer than 50 feet from the front property line the display area location shall be shown on the final site plan. C, there shall be no more than 15 vehicles stored on the site for sale at any one time. D, no auto repair work shall be performed on the vehicles at the site. E, as stated by the applicant, no automotive parts shall be sold from the site. F, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. G, no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. In addition, no automobile parts shall be stored outside on the site. H, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. I, any security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
We move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2041, Scott Randall Witzke, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2042, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC.
That's a,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do have a motion that, similar to Mr. Ross's statement, I'd like to read and see if I get a second for it. But I'd like to take just a moment and perhaps get some feedback from the commission, and also for the benefit of discussion, if there is any amongst the commission, and for the benefit of the public, to reiterate that it was the job of this commission to hold a public hearing on this, and we make a recommendation to County Council. County, this application, if it were to proceed forward, will need the approval not only of Sussex County Council, but also under the auspices, rules and regulations of the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. So there's quite a bit of additional oversight and layering that would go beyond beyond this august body.
And I would just add to that, there's a federal license that's involved too for brewing operations.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you for that addition.
Well, if I might add in, Mr. Smith, I know there was concern raised about the impact that it might have on some of the neighboring residential properties, but we have to bear in mind that the property already is zoned C1, which basically this is a permitted use with a special requirement having the additional permission for the brewery. So in terms of the tasting room that you're talking about using, I know that was one of my concerns I had, as well as some of the community. But in fact, in the C1 zone, they could have a full-fledged bar there, should they choose to do so. So that's pretty much a moot issue, I would assume, unless council wants to weigh in on that, something different. So I know that's addressed some of my concerns, given the current zoning of the property.
Well, I think that we all had concerns, as we do for every application, because it seems to, every time when we post an agenda, what is the most important item on the agenda? And that would be the item that is the agenda item of that particular applicant or that particular opposition. It's our job to weigh each application and leverage it equally, keeping in mind that we make a recommendation and the ordinances. I will confess that I really have no idea how a microbrewery works or operates, and that's why a segment of this under conditional use, a lot of times typically we will put hours of operation in. I don't know what type of process, plain ignorance on this. This may be something that the applicant would choose to bring out when they have their public hearing before County Council, but I don't know if it's a 24-hour operation, if it's something that you start in the morning and finish at noon. And I would like to delete from my subject condition any mention of hours of operation for the microbrewery, which is the, I guess, the manufacturing aspect of this, and let the DABCC dictate what hours, rules, and regulations, if this proceeds along on the tasting room. Because I think for us to weigh in and be overruled is just
for overstepping in that, but does that body do that? Do they set that?
Yes, I was going to say, just to, back to Mr. Johnson's point, if they came in as a restaurant or a bar that served alcoholic beverages, so the sort of the tasting room component of this thing, if they just came in and said, we want to put a restaurant or bar in there, all that the county would see would be site plan and building permit. There wouldn't be a conditional use in this C1 zone because it's permitted. Really, the only reason that this one needs a conditional use is because its primary purpose is a brewery. In the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, to your question, they do have limitations on hours of operation if it's a restaurant or a tasting room or a bar or a tavern. So, and that goes to 1 a.m. So if somebody came in and wanted to put a restaurant here, they could, and they could be open to 1 a.m. without ever coming in front of this body. So they regulate that. The federal license is just on the brewing operations. That wouldn't be on the tasting room side of it.
So. I didn't get an aspect. I didn't come away with a belief or feeling from what was represented at the public hearing that it was their intention to be open anywhere near the early hours of the morning, that it was something that they were offering to the public as to get feedback on their product, and that had said that they had a desire to be good neighbors and integrate themselves into the community that way. But as I say, I can, I'd like to read the motion that I have into the record, see if we get a second, if there's some other opinion on the hours of operation. Perhaps we can modify that at that time. I guess.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval. Conditional use number 2042 for Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC, for a conditional use for a microbrewery based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, this is an application for a microbrewery in a C1 commercial zone. Two, in the C1 zone, taverns, restaurants with alcoholic beverage services, bars, and other commercial uses are permitted by right. This conditional use, except for the fact that the applicant is manufacturing the beer on the premises as the primary use, is similar to permitted uses under the C1 zone. Three, the conditional use is limited by the size of the property, the building already situated upon it, and parking requirements. These factors limit the size and scope of the use, and the applicants have stated that they have no intentions of expanding the use. Four, aside from the brewing operations, the tasting area will be very small with very few seats. Again, this is a smaller public space for the consumption of alcohol than would be permitted within a restaurant under the property's C1 zoning. Five, the brewing operations will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties or the community. The applicants have stated that all the brewery operations will occur within the building, and there are not any sounds or smells that will come from the building during these operations. Six, the tasting area of the microbrewery will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Again, it is small in scope and no different than other uses permitted under the C1 district. This recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, those conditions being: A, the applicant must comply with all state and, as council mentioned, federal requirements for the brewery and tasting room operations. B, there shall not be any outside storage of materials associated with the brewing operation. Any waste or spent materials from the brewing operation shall be stored inside the building until hauled away by appropriate means. C, any dumpster associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. D, the use shall comply with all parking requirements that are contained in the Sussex County Zoning Code. And lastly, E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2042, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings, or a hearing, as the case may be this evening. We have one public hearing this evening. We thank you for being with us tonight, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate